Let's go, Rangers.
This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Mania.
Don't go on.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
Hey, guys.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
They know every number 8 from Vickers to Turcotte and survive off of 8 meals a day. Jim and Eddie.
Yes, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Blue Shirt Underground Show, or as Strokey and the Redhead like to say,
Hey guys.
My name is Jim, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eddie Geik. Eddie, good evening. Welcome to August, my friend.
Wow, July went real fast.
Thank God.
July is all over, huh?
What's that?
I said July is all
July
over.
July is over.
August.
Yes.
Pretty soon it'll be September.
I'm ready for August.
Yeah. Pretty soon it'll be September 26th when the Rangers start their preseason against the New York Islanders.
Oh, the only team we're competing against anymore. It's all about the Islanders.
We got to be a mirror image of the teams that we're playing.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to say off the top, I want to apologize, or maybe I don't really need to apologize. I think
nothing to apologize for.
Okay. I went on a 25-minute rant last week, and I know that certain people are waiting for me to re-rantify or anti-rantify again. I have cooled down somewhat, but I still got a lot of complaints. I still got a lot of hot takes, as they say today, which I don't want to use because usually hot takes mean shit. So it's, listen, there's a lot to talk about tonight. Jim, I'm not as agitated as I was last week. So I just want to say, but who knows? Something could set me off.
It could come at any moment.
Wow. Well, I think
chat room is brimming.
I love these guys.
And we know that you have over 17 million different choices for Ranger podcasts nowadays. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy summer to come hang out with Eddie and I and have some fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, there are. I mean, listen, there are a couple guys we wholeheartedly endorse that we consider them brethren. What is it? The Blue Truth. Is that
Blue Truth? Two guys, one cup.
Yeah. The other. And of course, the luminary of us all now is Sean McCaff, who is now la-di-da, an author of all of a sudden showing his covers.
Published.
Blue Shirts Bulletin? Is his
Blue Collar Blue Shirts.
I'm sorry. You know me with words and names and things. Why am I on a podcast? But those guys, A-okay. Your support, your people who brought you up. What do they say? All ships rise when you do some shit.
A rising tide
lifts all ships.
Lifts all ships or something like that. I don't know.
What the fuck do we? What are we talking about here? But let's go. Are we getting a new parody of that? We're working on the costumes right now. department.
Let's be honest. Those two are going to give us plenty of material.
Right.
But we don't want to burn it out.
Yeah.
We don't want to burn it out because then it just gets to be too much.
It's like the wheel. We don't want to play the wheel out too much. We're accumulating these bits and
Right. I mean, we've got a few things here.
Like,
Hey guys.
Everybody say hey guys right now because
everybody, hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. Hey guys.
I mean, that is the new thing that's just sweeping the Ranger world now is hey guys. I will talk about that a little bit. We've had a little fun at the expense. Now, this is why I know Jim is totally going to not agree with me. But there is a twinge of me. Now, listen, that feels bad.
Oh, you've gone soft.
No. See, I knew I would take some flack. I knew I would take some flack for it. I feel like, okay, I know they're dumb. All right? But at least they're Ranger fans, right?
Yeah. Look, Jen said to me the other day, she's like, because I said we were listening.
I mean, they're trying, right?
We're watching the video back from the night we did the whole parody with the wig and the beard. I was showing that to
hey guys.
Jen hadn't seen the whole thing and her daughter hadn't seen it, so they're watching it. And I made the comment that we nicknamed them Strokey and the Redhead, and she's like, you are so bad. Like, how could you do that? I'm like, look, anybody that puts this kind of thing out on the internet, you are fair game. I'm like, Eddie and I have taken our share of ribbing. I'm sure that in certain circles, they're talking about us to make fun of the two old guys that are still trying to, do this and have fun. You put that out there and you are fair game. We love you. We love them for being Ranger fans. I hope they're watching right now. But and look, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. They are funny whether they mean to be or not. And we're going to have some fun with it. And that's it. Yeah. Stroke a race.
Okay. See, and it's funny because I'll say,
hey guys,
I'm the one who came up with Strokey, and all of us, Jim was like, might be a little bit too. Now I'm feeling bad, but you know what? Whatever he's got, whatever they are, they're there. And if they put, like, I think Jim's right. When you put it out there, I mean, we're gonna mock it, just like somebody could mock us.
I don't really think there's anything "quote unquote" wrong with them, from a challenge standpoint. I think they enjoy the alcoholic beverages and maybe a little, And I think they maybe enjoy a little of the herbal anxiety medication. Herbal enthusiast. So.
All right.
There's a video of the two of them where Strokey's in a tank top and dude's ripped, so we're gonna have to hire some security for the next viewing party.
Now Sean says that idiot box Strokey's gonna start his counter group called Moron Crate. Okay. Cutter, I want to say congratulations to your women's soccer team who beat the United States of America in the Olympics. You're moving on to the finals, I believe. I don't know who you're...
And as an American, I couldn't be happier to see that team lose.
Yeah, I mean, nobody really cares about soccer in this country. And
believe that, but that team is completely unlikable and un...
Oh, really? I didn't know you had an opinion on this.
Oh, they're all... Fuck that team.
All right.
Good for them.
All right. Well,
it's a horrible sport anyway. But
okay. Well, all right.
So I've pissed off the women's soccer fans, and so far I've made fun of the possibly mentally challenged.
Yeah, you're on all cylinders tonight.
It's only what 7-11. Not bad.
7-11. All right. What's Canada next? Sweden. There it is. Thursday night for you people. People have tried. You have a hard time sleeping. If you have a hard time sleeping, put that one on.
Oh.
Your insomnia. It'll cure your insomnia. Let's put it that way. All right. Let's get down to beeswax. Let's get down to business. New York Rangers acquisition. the accumulation of ex-Rangers now on the Carolina Hurricanes is at an epic proportions. I heard that Roman Endor may be heading there as well.
The return?
The return of the Greg McKegg and plenty of other stuff. Jim, since I took the lion's share of the first 20 minutes last week, let's go to you. Let's see how you're feeling. What are your immediate thoughts right now after kind of the dust has settled, although the Jack Eichel is still looming in the background?
Yes, my thoughts. I don't have a fundamental problem with this team getting quote unquote tougher, grittier, nastier, dirtier, whatever word you want to use. I don't have a problem with it. It's obvious they were a team that was too hard to play against, or was too easy to play against at times. And they did get rid of a couple of guys that made them a little tougher to play against. Granted, they weren't your typical enforcer guys, but I'm talking, of course, about Brendan Lemieux and Tony D'Angelo. But they were guys that could provide you a little edge to your game. So that was sorely lacking. My fundamental problem right now is that I am very apathetic about this team right now. I'm very cynical. I'm still pissed. I'm still upset about what went down the last couple weeks of the season. Okay. And these moves that the Rangers have made since the season end, I feel like I've been here before. Trading draft picks and young players for third and fourth line guys just to try and get a little grittier and a little nastier. This all feels a little too Satherish for me. And yes, I will admit that my dislike for Glenn Sather and my extreme dislike for Chris Drury is probably skewing my viewpoint, but I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
So,
Ryan Reeves is a guy they've chased for a couple of years. Well, congratulations, you got him. Yay.
Now, if they would have just, and I know there's a lot of people, including The Rock, who's just two guys, one cup. Am I muted?
No.
Can you hear me? Okay.
No, I'm trying to figure out why I'm hearing everything.
Okay.
Do you hear that? Do you hear echo?
I hear no echo.
Okay.
So I was going to say, you know, a lot of people have a problem with Ryan Reeves, and I know the Rock here who just joined in the chat room, one of the luminary hosts of Two Guys, One Cup, feels that Ryan Reeves is really a useless, slow player. I have no problem with if we went in reverse order of this whole process. If we would have gotten Barkley Goodrow, who, again, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the contract. I don't care. It really, in the large scale of things, what does it matter anyway? And if they would have gotten Ryan Reeves and just kept it at that, I could live with it. And again, I will also admit to you guys, I feel like my compadre Jim here. I am not, and I need to move on. I need to move on, but I can't. From the whole J.D. Gorton debacle, I know there's a lot of Ranger fans who thought these guys were doing wrong and were not doing what they were supposed to. I felt like we were in good hands, and there was some thinking going behind them, whether it was good or bad. I'm still a little scorched or chafed from the Buchnevich, but I understand we got to make room for everybody on the roster when you know.
And I'll ask the question, you know, while we're stockpiling third and fourth liners most people haven't heard of, who's going to score next year? Who's going to score goals?
Don't worry. Don't worry. Laugh and Kaka will take care of that.
So they're going to take some giant leap into the 25 to 30 goal scoring range.
That's what
because Gerald Gallant, and I'm saying that sarcastically, right, is just going to light the fire on all these guys.
It's a different style. You don't understand, Jim. You don't understand. People, I guess the Rangers organization feels that between Kravtsov, I say that sarcastically, Kravtsov, Lafreniere, and Kako, these guys will be able to make up the difference. They will be taking, the Rangers are gambling on that. I mean, not that you need all skill players, but, you know, I feel like the Rangers are still in the war in the middle of a rebuild, but hey, make the playoffs type of year this year, like a must make the playoffs. Not, we got to get all these tough guys so we can win the Stanley Cup. I feel like the way the Rangers have treated this offseason is so ham-handed that it reeks of Dolan and Sather. It doesn't reek of like a slick management. Then they went out. I'm starting to get amped up here.
Right.
Then they went out. They got Sammy Blaze. Fuck that guy. Darren Pang's already said he's got a work ethic problem. At least that's what's going around in the interwebs. That's all I need is to see Sammy Blaze, another AHL, like
Corey Locke.
Yeah, like one of these blah guys. And then you got, and then they go out and get Mark Tenorti's kid. I mean, this is another guy, minor leaguer. Where is he going to play on this defense? Does anybody think he's got a role in? I mean, maybe as a call up when we play when we play Tom Wilson, which apparently Tom Wilson shot Artemi Panarin because we have to get back at him at all costs. I mean, this is ridiculous. What an overreaction. And then also you get Sammy Blaze. Then you get this Nemeth guy from Detroit, the defenseman. Where's he going to play? We have enough defensemen. Again, overreach.
Nemeth, I understand. That one, I understand him.
Explain to me.
Well, he's a guy. He's a big guy who plays tough in front of the goaltender, and he's a guy that I guess the thinking is, at least this is what I'm hearing, and this is just what I'm hearing, is that he'll be he's a guy that Nils Lundqvist can play with and kind of get himself acclimated to life in the NHL. They're fully expecting Nils Lundqvist to be on this team come October.
Maybe I'm jumping the gun.
Nemeth is going to be his mentor, I guess. You know, like Kako should have had 2 years ago.
All right. Okay. I'll give that him. Okay.
That's the impression I get.
Okay. I'm taking him off the guillotine. He gets a reprieve from me. I'm seeing some guys in the chat room talking him up good. I'll give him a chance.
Right. The Rangers did say goodbye to quite a few people. I don't know if you.
Yes, I saw the goodbyes. They were tearful goodbyes.
Jack, Igor Rykov became an unrestricted free agent.
He was nothing.
Now, well, hold up. Yeah, but I have a question, and I know the chat room can help me out here because I couldn't find it.
Okay.
The Rangers traded Michael Grabner to the Devils, and they got Rykov back and a second-round pick. Did the Rangers use that second-round pick, or did they trade, was it included in another deal? Chat room, please answer that question for me. Because if I remember correctly, the Rangers used their own second-round pick in 2018 on Olof Lindblom, I think was his name, a 9-foot goaltender from Sweden, whose name I haven't heard since the draft.
That's above my pay grade.
So my question is, what did they do with that second round pick? Because otherwise there's nothing left from the Michael Grabner deal.
Grabner's not even in the NHL anymore.
And there's officially nothing left they traded the pick to Ottawa, Sean McCaff is reporting. Noted author. Sean McCaff. Right. He is the Norman Mailer of the chat room. Traded up for Schneider in 2019. Well, Schneider was 2019, right? For everybody, I've got three different answers in the chat room. But what happened to the pick?
I'm going to go with the author. I always go to the. Well, you always go. Jeff answered that real quick, and I do trust Rock.
Okay, so yeah, we got three different answers. Can you guys maybe get in a Zoom call?
Somebody call Strokey and Red. Get them up on this.
Hey Hey guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now there is so now officially we've said goodbye to Tony D'Angelo.
So there's on the Hurricanes.
So right. Who are taking a beating, by the way, on social media, of course, for signing him.
Really?
Until he, oh God, yeah.
Who's
oh, yeah.
from who? The Hurricane fans?
No, from well, from everybody. You know, these fucking
just
Twitter
get
cowards.
Off the guy. Twitter who cares? MoveOn.org. Get out. Leave him alone.
MoveOn.org.
Just move on. Just let him play. We'll see if he's a good player. And if he's a good player, as long as he's not good against us, I don't care. I wish him well, whatever. I don't even wish him anything. Just look. Oh, yeah. Sammy Blaze has a ring. Does Bear Juice have a ring?
Trent Dilfer. That's like saying Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Come on. Give it a break. Oh, man.
So there is officially nothing left from the Tony D'Angelo trade either, right? From the what was that? I forget what else they traded now. Well, there's nothing left from that because they traded Stepan and got a first round pick, which was Elias Anderson, right?
Right.
And and they also traded
he got re-upped. Yeah. Elias got re-upped by the Kings for a year.
Did he? Wow. Yeah, see?
Probably a two-way contract.
40 goals this year.
Oh, God.
Imagine.
Not going to happen.
The Rangers said goodbye to Brendan Smith.
Now, Brendan Smith, listen, there was one year we destroyed him on this show. The first year after that, his first contract, his only contract year, his big contract year, we destroyed him because he played terrible. He was horrible. But for the most part, he was a serviceable guy and did everything they asked afterwards.
Brendan Smith signed a one-year contract, also with Carolina, for $800,000.
The Rangers couldn't give that to him?
We're trying to get tougher, but we don't need we couldn't have Brendan Smith for 800 grand for one more year. See what happens.
You got the Joe Namath coming up.
Gotta have Namath. Joe Namath.
What's his Eric Tenorti? What's this Tenorti kid's first name?
Jarrett.
Jarrett. Uh oh. Like the Subway Jarrett.
Jarrett. Jarrett. Jarrett.
Jarrett. All right. He looks like a real bum.
Brandon Crawley, gone. Darren Radish gone. Nick DeSimone gone. Philip DiGiuseppe gone.
What are they already your boy?
Gabriel Fontaine gone. Obviously, Italians are being eradicated
here.
It started with Lettieri, DiGiuseppe, D'Angelo, DeSimone.
Oh, this is definitely this.
Obviously,
some kind
this
of
is this is
an anti-Italian thing.
Right. Where's Silvio Dante, the anti-Italian defamation league?
Really? When is the what's that Adam Herman or whatever his name is? Is he gonna get on this?
No, he don't
give a barbecue.
No, he don't give a shit about white people. He's too busy lecturing them.
Is he has he returned from his banage?
He has. Okay. He has. Like nothing happened.
Well, that's the beauty of the internet, is that you can say stupid things and then just people
you can
come
be
back.
A coward with no accountability.
Yeah.
And no consequences, really. People still kiss his ass. People still think he's got some inside information.
He's got no come on. And we have how he mentions here, the Greg McKeck. That's that bothered me. I don't want no retrain.
See, Strokey was with you on that. He's like, I hate going back. I hate bringing
I
guys back. I hate going back in time, he said.
The guy might be a mental deficient, but I agree with a lot of stuff. And that was once Greg McKeag was a loser with this franchise. Why are we getting back? Like Drury said, that Gorton, he really didn't invest in McKeag the way it should have been. As soon as I get there,
are we going to have a bury the hatchet ceremony with Greg McKeag?
Yeah. Useless. He's another nothing. It's a whole lot of shit.
Who's going to score?
Left. Taco.
Between Book and Blackwell, would they give up about 30 goals?
Heedle.
Chris Kreider is going to be a year worse. Be lucky to get 12 goals out of Chris Kreider this year.
Yeah.
Filippito got a two-year deal.
Only to be traded, according to people.
Possibly.
Could be.
Jack Eichel still hangs over this franchise. I haven't seen more talk about a player who doesn't play for the Rangers since Sean Avery.
Doesn't play anywhere. Hopefully, we're going to have one of our listeners, who is an actual doctor, come in here and talk to us about Jack Eichel.
He's listening. He messaged me. He's not going to call in.
Okay.
He's like, I have no burning desire to be on the show. He's like, he says, I'm just listening and I just have opinions on Eichel. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
Burn away.
Right.
So the Carolina Hurricanes have loaded up on ex New York Rangers. What does that say about the New York Rangers? That a winning franchise such as the Carolina Hurricanes are picking the bones of the New York Rangers.
Right.
Oh. Are those the work ethic? First of all, they should have gotten, I think Brady Shea might have been unprotected in the whole Kraken draft. But jettison that loser would be a number one thing for the Hurricanes to do. But
maybe that's the new thing. They want players who have learned under the tutelage of David Quinn.
Yeah, and
maybe David Quinn is the kingmaker.
He's the kingmaker. I will say this: I feel, Jim, and maybe you guys will agree or disagree. Okay, Darwin's in. Eddie says, Eddie, I'm in. Okay. Well, Darwin, let me go. I feel like there's been a lot of revisionist history done with the way the Rangers season went. Right now, Gus is saying, guaranteed McKegger's and Looney Rooney will not be in the opening night lineup.
Disagree.
I highly disagree with that. mainly because they protected Looney Rooney over Blackwell, Colin Blackwell, who, you know, I looked at it and, you know, I may have reacted over his 13 goals last year and been like, when are they going to replace that 13 goals? He may just be wind up. He may get 2 goals next year and we'll forget all about him. He'll just
entirely
be
entirely possible.
I mean, it could be just, you know, a footnote in Blue Shirt Underground history, Colin Blackwell. We'll see. And we'll see what Buchnevich. We'll see what he does. But if he's around the 25-goal area and he's got 45 assists, I'm going to be fucking screaming bloody murder. That
while
we got
we're losing 2-1 every night.
We're losing 2-1 and can't kill a fucking penalty. You know, you guess what? And he's not swatting Anthony Mantha in the fucking face like he did in that in the Washington game. Which, you know, that's all a Russian really can do. They can't fight, most of them. So they use the stick. They're swordsmen.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't want to get stereotypical, but this is the way I think at this age. So I feel like, Jim, I feel like there's a lot of revisionist history and a lot of emotional-based recollection of what went on last year.
Does happen.
I mean, the Rangers did not have the talent to make the playoffs. They just didn't. Was it a grit thing? I mean, they hung with the Capitals. They pretty much hung with the Bruins. I mean, the end of the season is what everybody remembers. But you, and I think you made mention of this on the Facebook, that when you don't have Mika Zibanejad for half a season, is he a contributing factor? Is it Philip Hedl getting hurt after a good start? Is that a contributing factor? I hear a lot of the Rangers didn't play good defense. That was certainly not the case as far as I was concerned.
Right. I don't know what team they were watching.
What team were they watching? I feel like people make this shit up.
I honestly believe that partially, not wholly responsible, but the Tom Wilson incident and those two shutout losses to the Islanders, I really feel that those three things led to a complete upheaval of this team. And I'm sorry, I don't think anybody's going to convince me otherwise. I think it cost the GM and the president their jobs. It probably cost the coach's job. And now it's cost Buchnevich and who knows what else. And look, I was hard on Buchnevich at times, but the guy was getting it. He was getting and turned into a really good two-way player for them. So I hated I understand guys have to be moved. People got to get paid down the line, but I didn't like the return at all. It just, again, I'll go back to what I said before. It felt very Sather-ish.
Yeah, it's like I said, ham-handed, reactionary, stupid. That's those three things. And like the guys are saying here, Chef, the Panarin losing to him for a couple weeks. And let's face it, Panarin was not as good as he was his first season as a Ranger. He just didn't have that. The points were there. You've got Chris Kreider, who you think might be more of a guy. I know he's got no movement clauses, but if you want to be, I mean, the guy can't score even strength. I mean, he's useless even strength. I mean, you have a lot of excuses, which, again, excuses. But when you're dealing with a young team that's very fragile, I found them, they were resilient until the big games down the stretch when they were needed to win, they blew it. So you can blame the coach. Everybody blame the coach.
You could talk about that they weren't, that they got pushed around and didn't push back in those games against the Islanders. Fine. But, also our big players, Rangers' big players were invisible in those big games.
That's invisible. True. Panarin, zero.
Is that from a lack of toughness? Or is that from a lack of intestinal toughness? Intestinal fortitude, as Gorilla Monsoon used to say.
Well, I believe it's because, A, those teams are further along in the process than we are. I think Barry Trotz, and I hate to say this, I mean, can out-coach most coaches, and he creamed freaking Quinn. I thought Mike Sullivan also creamed Quinn. But these teams are further along in their development. And yes, losing 6-0 to the Islanders is, to me, a disgrace as a fan that I got to watch this crap. But that's what happened. And we know the Islanders are a much better team than the Rangers. It kills me to say that. They have a structure in place. Now, whether it's going to remain, they don't have a lot of goal scoring, and we'll see what happens with that. But I feel like the Rangers were still, we were all saying they weren't a playoff team going into the season. Right. Like as the season matured, we kind of knew you can't lose Mika for half a season, does nothing, and scores his majority goals against, bad teams. So then also, it's a special situation. We're playing within our division. What did we play, 8 games against each team?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot of grinding hockey. And this team was just too young and ill-equipped to deal with it. And there were some spotlight games, such as the Wilson incident, the Wilson shooting of Artemi Panarin, and the Jacob Trouba one really hurt because Matt Martin drilled him and there was no response and we lost Trouba for the rest of the season.
I'm sorry. We were trying to get Darwin connected here and we were having some video issues, but now it's on.
Oh, Darwin's coming on just for me. Oh, thank God.
I see your video. Yeah, but now he just.
Oh, okay.
He is. Oh, there he is. He's putting on. Okay. You want to bring him in or?
Yeah, let's bring him in. Let's get the Jack Eichel, his take on Jack Eichel.
Hold on. He's getting properly attired to come on the show. I like this. Good evening, sir. How are you?
How does this work? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on, brother.
Absolutely.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We can hear you.
I heard. I told you I was a doctor, but the truth is, I'm a janitor in the hospital.
Oh wow! Well, that's close enough for us. I mean, this is a. What are you drinking from, a baba there? What is that?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Because I told you I was a doctor, but the truth is, I'm a janitor in the hospital, and I hear the doctors talking, so I sometimes can pick up a few things, you know.
So okay. What they say about Eichel?
So they, I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm getting all sorts of echo here. Is this working right?
Yes, it's working right.
But you're getting a very delayed reaction.
So there was Friedman. Friedman had this doctor interviewed for 20 minutes about Eichel's neck.
I'm a janitor in the hospital, and I hear the doctors talking. So I sometimes
I'm getting all sorts of strange sounds here, so it's hard for me to talk.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
So look, the bottom line is, listen, it's very hard for me to do this because I'm hearing lots of different sounds coming out.
You have your computer on or something while you're talking? I think there's a delay.
All right, well.
All right, we're going to. Sorry, Dr. Darwin, we're having too many.
Is he really a doctor? Is he a janitor? And what was he drinking from, a baba there?
I don't know. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if he was doing a bit. I mean, he seems like, you know, I've talked to him quite a bit on Facebook, and he seems like, you know, seems to know what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to him. Christopher Vincent Frenzel has joined us. Ranger fan extraordinaire. Lou Guerrero said, who is this, Harry Howell?
He's in the Philippines, so there's a delay going on, and I don't know if he had his computer on and he was trying to watch the show. I don't know what was going on.
We'll work it out. We'll succeed where others have failed.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, anyway, just come on and be yourself. You don't got to put on a bit.
Whatever these people want to do. One of the things.
Hey guys.
Oh, there they are.
Hi there. All right. I started reading about Eichel. If you want to switch to Eichel for a second, I mean, it doesn't seem like nobody knows what's going on. They want him to go for treatments or something. And it's like a lot of games being played with the agent and the team and the job. Well, they want to have him examined because then it could lower his trade value. And then when I saw the Rangers were going to give up for him, I was no dice with that, you know? So it's,
you know, I didn't want him at first. And then Brian Attard kind of talked me into it. And then I did want him, but now I don't want him again. I'm not interested.
Yeah, but you know, we got guys in here like the great Rock, who have said last year that Gorton and JD didn't do anything. Do you feel like they didn't do anything again? Because I feel that way. I feel like they didn't address one problem. I mean, yes.
Well, they're tougher.
But are they?
Yeah.
All right.
What are they going to score?
They got a 34-year-old guy policing the area.
George Reeves.
They got Barkley Goodrow. Honestly, folks, I couldn't tell you what Barkley Goodrow does. He's a third and fourth liner, so I assume he's one of these guys that just mucks. And, like, they got Kevin Rooney still. They got Greg McKegg. Where are we going with this? Where are we going? They still need centers. They still need
Ryan Strome remains in limbo.
You don't know what's happening with him. He's being, you know, rumored to be traded. What are you going to do with a second line center? I mean, Strome is not, you know, he's not the golden boy of second line centers, or you know, but
he's a third line center.
Yeah, he's a third line center, exactly. And
we've had this problem before. Where the first line center is a second line center, and a second line center is a third line center, and a third line center is a fourth line right wing, and the fourth line center is a defenseman.
I'm going to go on record, Rock, as saying that Sammy Blaze will be one of those footnotes that we laugh about in years to come.
He's a footnote. He'll be a footnote, huh? Sammy Blazejowski.
I mean, the thing is, Chef, and I agree with Strome as Panarin center, but let's face it, anybody could play center with Panarin. I mean, look, our team Anisimov put up some great points playing with Panarin. I mean, you know, if you got some decent talent, I think you're going to succeed. Although I think Strome has played pretty decently, although I think he kind of slumped off last year. The Rangers just aren't a good team, folks. And I just, and Jim's right. Where are they going to get the goals? They got to replace goal scoring. Unless guys like Leff and Kako and Kravtsov, I guess the Rangers are banking on those guys. I mean, I guess you have to. They're first and second overall picks, you know? So you got to hope that they produce.
Yeah, they better hope they do.
I mean, you know, those guys. Okay, everybody's with the Sammy Blaze.
Right.
And Adam Graves, Barkley Goodrow.
Right.
He's coming. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to get too crazy.
I don't think Jay's here tonight. Jay's not here tonight, right?
Yeah.
Jay's not here. Jay, I love you, but.
That was a bad call.
Can't compare anybody to Adam Graves.
No, nobody. Now, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of Ranger fans who are super excited for that opening night against the Capitals, the brawl for it all.
Right.
And Ryan Reeves breaks his wrist.
Right.
And then what happens? Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, I know, listen, Ryan Reeves both me and Jim, we got some Italian in us, all right? Obviously. And, you know, we like revenge. I love revenge. I would love to see Tom wasn't getting his banana beaten in, blood on the ice, his cracked forehead. I'm with it all. But then what? And don't you think the Rangers are going to be just our luck and just the way it whirls? Now that we got tough, every referee in the world is going to be looking to call penalties against us. And now we got no penalty killers. Every time Ryan Reeves hits the ice, they've telegraphed this so...
Patrick Nemeth, also known as a terrific penalty killer, by the way.
Oh. Great work by Drury. Great work. Great off.
By the way, this was suggested by, I guess, Sean McCaff first, and then Dancing Larry Brooks also had it in his article. What about what would you think if the Rangers were to acquire Eichel and it cost, if they traded Kaapo Kakko to Buffalo for Eichel, with Buffalo then picking up half of Eichel's salary for the next few years?
I'd do it in a second.
You would do that?
If he's cleared to play. It depends on his health. I mean, if you get Dr. Vinny Bumbats, say, hey.
Personally, you want to trade for this guy, this guy better go to, like, John Hopkins for 2 weeks or Bethesda. You know, one of these big hospitals. No, not some fucking CVS urgent care in Buffalo. I think that's where they're diagnosing them. You know, let's get this guy in front of a couple of people with some degrees.
All right, I'm going to say something very controversial, and I do agree with you. Don't send him to, like, you know, Phoenix School of Medicine.
what is he at the Buffalo Free Clinic? I mean,
yeah. I'm going to say something. I don't got a feeling about Kakko.
No,
I know. I know he's young. I hope I'm wrong.
You know, I'll give for our older fans, they'll get the reference. I don't want Frank Burns looking at Jack Eichel. I want Hawkeye Pierce on this guy.
Right, right. Maybe it's just the end of summer malaise that I'm in right now, but I'm not feeling Kako. I don't know why. I'm too impatient. I just haven't seen much from him. I don't know. Maybe Gerard Gallant.
Gallant's going to fix everything.
I don't even know what Gerard Gallant does.
He's going to fix it all.
Joe Gallant.
I mean, I don't really know what kind of coach this guy is, I guess. And another thing.
This just in from the janitor.
Oh, here we go. From the Philippines. There is no good treatment for a cervical.
From the sanitation engineer in the Philippines.
He's doing bits on our show. All right.
Oh, Sheffer's getting on your case. Look at Sheffer's taking umbrage.
Well, I will go to the great Mandar and quote, just because you're young doesn't mean you're good. And I understand the age. Can I just have my opinion, folks? Again, I'm just saying that right now, until I see something. See, I don't live with the hopes and dreams and what you imagine these guys to be. Now, obviously, this guy was a consensus number two pick overall. A lot of people thought he would go number one. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a little flash. I don't like his demeanor. Again, this doesn't mean anything because I don't know shit. But I feel like he's never happy. He's not a happy Kako. A Katko. I see Lafreniere a little bit more jovial. I feel I've seen some moves by Lafreniere where I say, oh, you know what? This guy might be special. Again, I'm not hot on him, all right? I'm giving up. I'm not saying he's a bust, but it's halfway through the next season, and this season is going to be a lot different. They're going to be playing other teams. I think there'll be more openings. These guys' numbers will go up. So that might be a thought with where we're going to get these goals from. Maybe you're going to see these guys score goals because they're not going to be playing these tight defensive teams that really know how to pound. You know, I mean, maybe that will be the case. You know, you're going to see your Winnipegs. You're going to see your Anaheims, you know, albeit maybe three times a year, if that much. But you're going to be playing out of the division. You're going to play those lame Canadian teams like the Maple Leafs and the Canadians and all those. This is treachery. I didn't think I would read that scroll. I do not hate Kako Kako. I'm rooting for him. I'm just not vibing with him right now. That's all. I mean, I'm an old guy. I'm temperamental. What can I tell you? All right. Chef's calling 25 goals for Kako. Screenshot that one, too. We got two consecutive screenshots. Todd, what are you saying there? You're saying, I saw that too with Kako. I saw him really improve. Okay. All right. Not vibing. That's better. I mean, it's heresy if I talk. I don't really like what. I mean, guys, aren't you guys a little down on Filipino? I mean, after the way he finished, wouldn't you say that draft may turn out to be a real bag of shit? Even though Filipino is, what, 21 or whatever he is, in his seventh year in the league or whatever he is. I mean, don't you guys feel like he's been a little bit of, and I know he's not playing his regular position. Without the excuse wheel, do you think he's underperformed or it's just, now here we go again. All right. You guys, every Ranger prospect is good, but nobody ever pans out. So, you know.
Not until they get traded.
Only defensemen pan out. No forwards. All right. Yeah, he did start, and he got hurt, and then he came back, and he stunk. I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm in that late summer malaise. I don't know, but I was encouraged that the, you know, I don't know if they would have just, again, like I said, if they would have started with Reeves. I know Rock don't like him, some guys don't like him, but what do you, Jim? What do you think about the reaction? I mean, fans are ecstatic. Ecstatic that we have this toughness, that we're gonna run roughshod over everybody. Like, this is, we were soft for years. I saw one of the greats that I consider, TR Nick Adams, endorsing these moves, saying it's been widely known throughout the NHL that the Rangers are too soft.
Okay.
And I really don't think that is the case. I mean, I thought it was widely known before JD, when JD and Gortz were here, that we were really making strides in becoming an organization that people were looking up to.
Right.
That was saying they're doing it the right way.
Right.
Now, look, in the big scheme of things, who cares what other fucking franchises think? But it looked like we could. And then all of a sudden, it's like that, like a turn. It was a, say the turn.
It's like we were building a new house and then we filled it with used furniture.
All right. Now, New York Rangers, we can now compete against the Isles, Boston, and Washington. Okay. Washington, we, I think, split the series with last year with that soft team. Boston, I thought we played pretty well against, although I think we lost the series. The series we got killed in were Pittsburgh, we could not beat. The Islanders, I think. And who am I leaving out? One of the good teams.
Well, maybe Pittsburgh, I could tell you that. It was another one.
Anyway, those Devils and Sabres, we beat them pretty handily. So my thing is, did the Rangers lose that because they were too, they weren't tough? The record doesn't bear that out. The record bears out that they just were a young team, and a lot of people felt fault with the coach. But again, I'm not going to bury everybody, even though it seems like I'm burying everybody, because whatever it's going to be, maybe Gallant can make a good mix of this. We don't know. So, and also for the Ryan Reeves, I know people get upset about the draft picks, but what do I care? What do you give it, a second or a third rounder for him?
Third round pick.
And they give him a 1-year extension. What's his contract looking at?
I don't know. 1.75 million, something like that. Why? I mean, what? We got to lock this guy down.
Again, that's another
gotta
thing.
Got to have this guy.
Another say the tendency. We got to have him.
I mean, I don't know. Okay, we needed to get tougher. Did we need six? We need six guys that, you know, to all do the same thing. You know, we had nobody. I don't get it. I don't know. I hope it works. I hope it works out for them.
Let me ask you.
As Pat Cooper used to say, I wish you $1 million.
I wish you $1 million.
I wish you $1 million.
Why don't you play that clip? Maybe shit.
Sometimes it may be good, and sometimes it may be shit.
And sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
There you go.
I mean, we'll all see it. I just, if there's a regression, man, I'm going to, I'm worrying too much in the summer about New York Ranger hockey. I got to tell you that much, man. I'm having a good time this summer, but I got to tell you, this Rangers shit's been causing me a lot of stress.
I'm not kidding when I say I'm very apathetic at this point. I'm not mad. I'm not excited. I'm just, we'll see in September.
Well, let me ask
you. When they get beat 9-0 in the preseason, I'll come on here and completely overreact about it.
Well, yeah, as long as they win some fights. Let me ask.
Well, yeah, that's. I mean, that's
no way of regression. No way of regression. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of predictions here. I know as much as you do, so you know we'll see what happens. And let me ask you this, Jim, and I want to ask the 268 people in this chat room right now.
It's crazy.
Do you think Gerard Gallant had any hand in any of these acquisitions?
Well, Reeves played for him, right? Might have had something to do with it. I don't know.
Because I see a lot of that banter that Gallant is cultivating these type of players, and I don't believe that for a second. I mean, it was so obvious that we were getting Ryan Reeves. I was calling for it a month ago, but 2 months ago, you know, but of course I was over exaggerating what we trade to get him. I don't know. So you don't think he's had it much? Okay. Everybody said Reeves. Okay. Maybe Reeves. Yeah, I can see that. So the guy wanted a 34-year-old enforcer over here. Is that what he's saying?
That was his big innovation for this team.
That was his big innovation.
That's what sold him.
Slow.
That's what. Say they heard that and said, "This is my guy. This is my new coach."
Rock, how slow is Ryan Reeves?
In a race with a pregnant woman, he'd finish third.
Reeves is a great clubhouse guy. Oh, I like that.
Okay.
All right. I saw you roll your eyes on that one. He's like great. A Lenny Harris. Remember him on the Mets? He's great Lenny, in the locker room.
Juan Uribe.
Oh, man. Okay. Listen, I don't blame you guys.
It's fine. I'm
also tired of the Rangers getting pushed around. So, you know, if it happens and it works, fine. I mean, I think there really is. We got me and Jim, at least. I still have PTSD from the J.D. Gorton thing. Like, I know it. I have to move on. I have to move on for the good of it. It just irks me that they went stupid real quick. But a lot of people think that this is the right move. So I just don't know. I'm conflicted. So
I hope it works out. I wish you $1 million.
I wish you $1 million.
I wish you $1 million. I hope it all works. And if it works, I'll gladly say, you know what? They knew what they were doing. I'll be the first to admit it. They knew what they were doing. But how many times in the 10 years that Glenn Sather ran this team, or 8 years while we did this program, how many times did I have to come on the air and say, boy, Glenn Sather really knew what he was doing?
Never.
Twice? Twice, maybe?
Maybe twice.
Well, I don't trust him, and I know he's got a hand in this. I know he does. You can just see it.
Yeah. And Drury looks clueless. Drury is...
Oh, I fucking hate him.
He just looks... Like I said, when he first got hired, he looks clueless and stupid. It's a dangerous combination. And I feel like he made a lot of moves just for the sake of making moves to kind of appease the powers that be, or just to look like he was... You know, doing something.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know. A lot of people, I don't know how you can, I know it's a change, so we feel like uplifted by that, but you're getting a guy who has no NHL GM experience. Why do I have to have faith in him? Just because you know what I'm saying? I feel like people get on you because you're critical. Like, I should not be critical of Chris Drury because he's a Ranger GM. And I'm like, this guy has done nothing for the Rangers ever.
Right.
So taking their money.
Just because it says New York Rangers on the label doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be labeled as one of those guys. Oh, you're not giving him a chance. Well, then I do. I wish he gets fired tomorrow.
I'm giving them a chance.
I'm not.
Still doing the show.
Well, we'll always do the show. I'm going to root for the Rangers till the day I die.
Well, that's what I mean. So I have no choice for it. The only thing Drury is good for is screenshots.
I mean, God. Fuck. I don't know.
Found Chris Drury yet? Because he looks like he's trapped in a basement somewhere.
Oh, God. He just looks so unpleasant. Oh, I'm not rooting against KK. Here now it's going to start that I'm a KK hater. No, I'm rooting for Capo Caco. Hey, he played with men. There's my new. You want to trigger me? Tell me a guy play with men in Sweden. Yeah. Guess what? He's 17. He's playing with men. He comes over here at 18 and he fucking sucks. Who would you rather have, Anthony Bevoulier or Capo Caco?
Now you're pulling Islanders. You're pulling Islanders out now.
I don't know. I'm just trying to start shit.
I think I'd still rather have Capo Caco.
My big
Gallant's gonna fix everything.
Oh, okay.
Gonna fix it all.
You guys are making me laugh in the chat room. Listen, I love him. I love him, that guy. All right, all right. I recant. I recant. I don't want to talk in a year now. You're right, Mike. They had the right GM. They had the right thing. I want to know who wrote that stupid letter to the NHL about what Tom Wilson did. You know that wasn't JD. You know that wasn't Gorton. You know, it was Dolan or Sather.
It was Sather. I'm telling you, it was Sather because it had the same tenor as that stupid, fucking, embarrassing letter he sent to the league in the playoffs in 2009.